Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to the Meaning of Life session. And to get the most from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, just before you close your eyes and go into a beautifully relaxed trance state, I'm just going to talk a little about the importance of meaning in life to human beings everywhere and in all times. The psychologist Carl Jung said, "The least of things in life with a meaning is worth more than the greatest things without it." And Viktor Frankl, the great psychiatrist, writer, and survivor of horrendous years in Nazi camps, said that it's not for you to ask what the meaning of life is. Rather, life is asking you to respond and answer by living in a way that gives meaning to your existence. Meaning is the very juice of life, the mechanism for motivation and the ultimate human quest. People with a powerful sense of purpose and meaning have an end in mind. They can work hard for a cause and achieve great things because they are so connected to a sense of meaning. The great composer Beethoven continued to compose music even after he went deaf. Despite debilitating motor neuron disease confining him to a wheelchair and unable to speak without a voice synthesizer, physicist Stephen Hawking has continued to work on understanding the universe, space and time, and become an internationally recognized author and teacher. What they all have in common is an understanding that being engaged in something important and meaningful for them is what enabled them to transcend what others might have considered insuperable limitations. When you have something you feel to be deeply significant in your life, you will serve it in thought and action, and it will serve you by giving you life motivation. Life is made meaningful by the efforts you put into living. Meaning is something you get after you've given. It's not just another ready-made consumable commodity. An important key to finding meaning in your life is learning to switch your focus away from yourself. Of course, we do need to think about ourselves to the extent that we can attend to our basic needs for food, drink, attention, security, community, and so forth, but this is only so that we can then focus on other things. Once our lives are in reasonable working order because these needs are met, we need to extend our focus of attention away from the self so that we can behave meaningfully and feel meaning. It's also vital to look in the right place. Drugs, alcohol, sex, TV, and other temporary indulgences give many people the illusion of meaning because of the intense experience they provide. But their effect can only ever be temporary, and pursuing them actually takes you away from, rather than towards, meaning. Imagine what it will be like to feel the power of that sense of meaning guiding your daily decisions. You can be really curious to know just how your unconscious mind will help you find and develop that feeling of meaning. And now, you can take a few moments for yourself and just close your eyes, because there are things you need to do in life. But for now, you can just start to allow yourself to rest nice and deeply. Because when people begin to relax completely, different parts of the body start to feel that physical comfort first. For example, with your eyes closed now, you might start to feel those hands beginning to feel a little warmer as they start to relax deeper. Perhaps those hands feeling a little heavier and more comfortable. And maybe, as you rest deeply, you can just get the sense of breathing comfort and calm throughout your body now. because you really don't need to hurry. You can take some time. In this special time, to relax very deeply to the sounds of these individual words floating out and around you like bubbles in the air, or to the spaces between the words. Because your feet know very well how to relax, and you can begin to feel that now. And your legs know how to relax deeper, and you can notice when you begin to feel that too. And a real sense of meaning grows in you when you start to feel connected to something greater than yourself. It could be family, or your work or career, or developing a talent, or a contribution you feel drawn to make to society around you, binding your life's work. And when you're totally focused on an important outcome, it's like being in the zone, in flow. It just carries you away. Admiral Lord Nelson lost an eye and an arm in battle, yet went on to win many sea battles, and is considered the greatest British admiral in history. A sense of meaning pervaded his very being. Douglas Bader didn't let losing his legs in a plane crash stop him becoming a famous flying ace. An overwhelming sense of purpose suffused his life with meaning and gave him the strength to overcome any adversity. And think of the achievement of Mark Inglis, planning to scale the magnificent Mount Everest, the highest in the world, totally focused on that rising rock and becoming the first double amputee to make it to the top. And you may not feel drawn to a great naval career or see yourself as a fighter pilot or want to be any kind of public hero, but your mountain may be no less high and challenging, and that's why it's so very good that you can use your imagination now and really get a sense of somewhere very relaxing. And I wonder if you can imagine for a moment a beautiful pool, still water shimmering in the sun. Perhaps bordered by sheltering trees, gently leaning over the water, casting soothing shadows, shielding and protecting. Perhaps getting a sense of sitting down by the pool, the feel of the ground beneath you, that wonderful sense of being grounded, connected to the earth, in such a wonderfully relaxing place. Enjoy that now. And imagine reaching down and scooping up a pebble lying next to you, feeling the weight and texture, how cool and smooth it can feel in the palm of that hand, then easily swinging that arm gently back and tossing the pebble in the pool, watching as it splashes into the surface, droplets of water scattering in the sun, the ripples spreading out hypnotically in ever-expanding rings. That pebble gently rocking, sinking into the depths of the pool, deeper and deeper, as those arms sink deeper into relaxation, those legs rest more deeply, every muscle and nerve sinking further into that comforting rest, that pebble so still at the bottom of the pool, sensing how you can drift downwards, deeper inside, leaving that conscious mind behind, allowing it to empty and rest, trusting that unconscious mind, knowing that it knows what you need to know on a much deeper level. And you can notice how in this stillness and quiet, where you have space and time, you can see things really clearly. Your mind, all by itself, can draw your attention quietly to those things that have been distracting you or hindering you or drawing your energy away from what will make your life more meaningful, so you can free yourself. Almost as if you can start to feel cleansed of all the things that don't matter so much, like a dog briskly shaking off the water after its summer swim. Because time is short, and there's much to do. And why waste these precious moments when you can already sense the power of focusing on your chosen path, totally absorbed, where nothing else matters except to fulfill this quest? And if you could just get a sense, like watching a large TV screen in your mind, of watching scenes from your future life, watching that with interest and curiosity, seeing yourself so focused on such meaningful activity, and realizing the meaning of your life, what you need to do in life, is already there. You don't need to invent it so much as to detect it and really see what's going on as you respond to life's call, letting ever greater calm and clarity open your mind. That's good. Now get the sense of how your unconscious mind can allow you to form the most subtle perception to start to see what will bring a greater measure of deep meaning to your life. And as you see this now, you can notice what it's like to really start to live in this meaning as a framework for your life, beyond every temporary gratification. They say they can take everything away from you, except your freedom to choose your own attitude in any sense of circumstances, to choose your own way to respond. And over the coming days and weeks, you can begin to notice a new appreciation of your purpose, seeing life around you in a new way, finding your way through, and you can relax deeper to this session each time you listen to it regularly. That's it. And with this growing understanding, you can allow yourself to start drifting back to the here and now, knowing that each time you listen, you can rest so much more deeply as you learn even more. Just becoming more aware of the room around you now, whatever's beneath you supporting you, any sounds there are around you, and then gently opening those eyes, relaxed and refreshed. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this session regularly at first. Discovering life meaning isn't always so much like a flash from the blue as like a slow development of ideas. This download will set a blueprint in your unconscious mind for it to match up to in the real world, and you may find yourself having more and more ideas and better clarity on precisely what it is that you want to do to bring more meaning to your life in the coming weeks and months. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.